The story with Yehuda and Tamar is, of course, one of the most incredible and fascinating and even shocking stories, not only in the Parsha and Sefer Bereishis, but really in the entire Torah. And the climax of the story, as Tamar is near death, she's about to be executed by the Beis Din that has found her guilty of being unfaithful. And then at the last moment, having demonstrated that she has personal possessions of the person who she had been intimate with, who is the father of her unborn children, Yehuda notices and recognizes these garments, these personal effects, as being his, and rather than letting her go to her death, V'yomar tzadka mimeni, he acknowledges publicly and in front of everyone that in fact she is more righteous than he. He is in fact the father of the children. She did nothing wrong. Her life is spared. Shortly thereafter, she gives birth to not only a child, but in fact, twins. Commenting on this pasuk, Chazal, both in the Bereishis Rabbah and in the Yalkut Shimoni, connect this episode specifically to the brachos that Yehuda receives at the end of Sefer Bereishis when his father Yaakov was on his deathbed. At which time, in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Ches, in Vayechi, we read that Yehuda is told, Ata Yoducha Achecha. One day, Yaakov says, your brothers will specifically acknowledge you in a special way. They'll understand what makes you so special and so great. And Chazal, commenting on this, explained why was Yehuda deserving of such a special blessing, this particular blessing, says the Medrash, Mikra zeh lo omer ele k'neged tzadikim shekovshim es yitzram umodim b'maasehen shekol amodim b'maaseh zoche l'chayei olam haba. Specifically because Yehuda admitted, he was modeh b'maaseh, he admitted his mistake, he said to Tamar, tzadka mimeni, that's why he eventually not only gets this bracha from his father, but as the Medrash continues, that's why the Jewish monarchy stems from Shevet Yehuda. That's why he was so prominent, victorious as a warrior. And in this world and in the next, says the Medrash, Yehuda was deserving of a very special reward. In fact, the Aramaic Targum Yonasan on that pasuk in Vayechi says that Yehuda, because you were Odisa al Uvda de Tamar, because you acknowledged your role, you admitted your mistake, begin Cain, because of that, therefore, Yehudin achar yitkruun, Yehudin al Shmecha. In fact, the Jewish people for all history are called Jews or Yehudim because of Yehuda. So he got incredible reward. And as the Targum says, just like the Medrash says, it all goes back to the episode in which he basically acted inappropriately and with indiscretion to some extent, but nevertheless, because he admitted his mistake, tzadka mimeni, therefore he gets these incredible rewards. Two of the great Musar masters of the earlier part of the 20th century, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and before him, Rav Leib Chassman, both more or less ask the same question. What was so impressive about what Yehuda did? Should he have let an innocent woman and her unborn children die at the stake for no reason? Basically, Yehuda did the only halfway decent thing he could have done. You know, maybe it's more accurate to say Yehuda wasn't a complete lout. He didn't let an innocent woman die. He actually stepped in and did the decent thing and admitted that, in fact, he was the father. Okay, yishe koach. It could have been much worse. But does being halfway decent, the saving an innocent woman from death because you admitted your complicity, does that make you deserving of reward? Is that why he merits incredible reward in this world and in the next? The Jews for all eternity are called Yehudim because of him? I mean, it seems like a decent thing to do. The only thing he could have done that was decent. But why is he all of a sudden deserving of such respect for doing something that was basically minimally decent? And both of these great Musar masters explain with a deep insight into human nature. And they point out that human nature is such that even good people, if they realize they made a mistake, try to undo it. That mistake before any ramifications arise. And even if they're too late and there were ramifications, they try to correct those problems, but always in as quiet and a hidden way as possible. And there are good and multiple rationalizations for that, some of which may even have merit. They say to themselves, well, good will come from publicizing my mistakes. It could be a Chil Hashem, etc., etc. However, they both point out, Kishin Amik Bedavar, if we really think about it more carefully, we probe more deeply and we're more honest and insightful about this, really the reason that people want to keep their mistakes private is to protect their own dignity, to protect their own kavod, and not to have to admit publicly in any way that they made a mistake. It's ultimately very selfish and about self-preservation. In fact, they point out, Yehuda could have done something just like that. He was the leader. he was the judge. And even when he realized that it was his clothing, his personal effects, that he was the father and that Tamar was innocent, he could have done the quote-unquote decent thing and made sure she didn't die, but he didn't have to go all the way as to admitting his role in public. He was the judge. He was in charge. He was the Gadol Hador. He could have rigged or in some way manipulated the legal system and the court case such that she got off on a technicality or something like that. He didn't have to publicly say Tzad Kamimeni and admit his role. But in fact, that's exactly what Yehuda did. He was Mode al Emes. He did it right away, and he did it in public, and he admitted the truth. He admitted his mistake. And this goes totally against human nature, to the extent that they point out it's almost a miracle. After all, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Nagayim, Kol Nagayim Adam Roeh, Chutz Mei Nigei Atzmo. We're all fantastic at seeing other people's faults, seeing where other people are wrong. But to see our own faults, to see where we ourselves are wrong, that is much harder and a much rarer commodity. Rav Leib Chassman refers to this Amida as someone who is Mode al Emes, someone who can admit the truth, admit when they were wrong. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz refers to this Amida as someone who is Mekabel Achrayus, someone who accepts responsibility. But in our context and for our purposes, basically they are saying the exact same thing in different words. And that is, it's incredibly hard to admit your mistake. It's incredibly hard to take responsibilities for mistakes. But if you do so, that's in fact incredible. And that is truly what a good person, let alone a great person, and let alone a leader, must do. It's interesting, as a support, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out that the Navi in the second parak of Yirmiyahu criticizes the people for mishandling the poor. They didn't take care of the poor in their generation. In fact, some people died as a result. In the next pasuk, we are told that the Jewish people claimed that they were innocent. And Hashem says, I will judge you harshly. Why? Nishpar otach al amrech lo chatasi. More even than the damage they did was the fact that they couldn't admit their mistake. Amre lo chatasi. They couldn't admit their mistake. What Yehuda did is an inspiration, role model to us. He accepted responsibility, he admitted his mistake, and that's incredibly important.